This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The rate of parents who don't vaccinate their kids is on the rise throughout the state of North Carolina. More and more parents are using religious exemptions to avoid vaccination. That's according to recent numbers WUNC requested from the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. This trend is especially striking in Buncombe County. For the latest school year, nearly 6% of kindergarten students in that county claimed a religious exemption. WUNC data reporter Jason DeBruin and reporter Helen Chickering from our partner station Blue Ridge Public Radio teamed up to tell the story of vaccination rates across the state. Helen, Jason, welcome. Good to have you both here.
Thanks, Frank.
Hey there.
Helen, we talked about two exemptions, two types of vaccination exemptions in North Carolina. Can you tell us what they are and what's the difference?
Yes. So there's a medical exemption, and that requires written proof from a licensed physician. Say a child has an underlying illness or other medical reason they can't be vaccinated. And then the religious exemption, which simply requires a written statement by a parent stating a bona fide, a genuine religious objection to vaccinations.
All right. And Jason, is there a legal obligation in this state to vaccinate your children?
Indeed, there is. Yeah. Before a child is allowed to attend any classroom, he or she must be immunized against diphtheria, tetanus, whooping cough, polio, red measles, and rubella. So that's actually written in the law. And of course, the law also includes those two exemptions.
All right. So the exemptions have been available. The legal mandate has been with us. And I suspect that we've been keeping statistics. Can we tell what's happening in terms of people using this? Rates of exemptions in the state, how have they changed?
Well, they've gone up. We should say it's still small in terms of total numbers. You know, we're talking about maybe a 2%, 3% of people that are choosing this religious exemption, but they are definitely on the rise, and that's true really across the state. So it's most pronounced out west and certainly in Buncombe County, but it's happening across the state.
Well, Helen, at Blue Ridge Public Radio, there has been an ongoing trend in Buncombe County with parents not vaccinating their kids. What's the story there? What does it look like in Buncombe County?
So beginning right around 2000 to 2003, the rates hovered around 0.5% to 1.5%. And then right around 2004, you begin to see a slow but steady tick upward. And over the past 10 years, that rate has fluctuated between 3% and just under 5%. That's of kids turning in religious exemptions.
Can you talk to people or try to? In fact, maybe you should talk about that first, to find people who have asked for these exemptions. That was a little difficult for you, but what were you able to learn?
Well, so I wanted to find out what was behind the vaccine movement here. Is there an organization and the parents who are making this decision? What are they thinking? What kinds of conversations are happening? What influences the parent who might start out pro-vaccine to change their mind? And, well, it was crickets. I spent a lot of this summer trying to connect with those parents, reaching out to mothers' groups, parents and doctors' offices, noting they didn't even have to share their identity. The response was most often, thank you, but no thank you. Off the record, did get a few comments from parents who said traditional medicine feels paternalistic. They don't like being told what to do. It's not a balanced doctor-patient relationship, or they're wary of side effects, or don't like the vaccine schedule. But most of all, no response.
Jason, you spoke with a member of the Duke University Vaccine Institute. What did he tell you about why he thinks we're seeing more of this?
Yeah, it was really interesting. So in some ways, we're a victim of our own success. I'm 34. My parents' generation still had a very healthy fear of some of these diseases that I mentioned earlier and you know, how deadly they can be. But through vaccinations and some other medical advances, we've more or less been able to eradicate these diseases from the United States. Now, of course, they still exist somewhere on Earth, so they can travel here, particularly as it gets easier to travel worldwide. But there's a sense that in maybe my generation, or even maybe parents a little bit older than I am, there is no longer that healthy fear. And so when you don't have a healthy fear of something, it allows maybe an irrational fear to creep in. Potentially, one of the things that is poorly understood in the medical community, of course, is autism. And so when something is poorly understood, it potentially allows for an irrational fear to take some of that brain space where some of the rational fear should be. So that's kind of how he laid it out and explained that, you know, really in some ways we are a victim of our own success, but that, you know, health officials need to do a better job of, again, explaining how dangerous and even deadly these diseases can be.
And Helen, you spoke with Buncombe County Health and Human Services Director Jennifer Mullendore. Let's listen to what she had to say.
Parents that are like-minded tend to cluster together. And that's what we're seeing locally, is the non-medical exemptions are occurring in mainly charter and private schools. We have schools where exemption rates are extremely high, in the 20%, 30%, even 60% range, which is scary for us, because if an infection got into that school, in that kindergarten, potentially could spread like wildfire.
That's a clip from Buncombe County Health and Human Services Director Dr. Jennifer Mullendore speaking with WNCJ data reporter Jason Bruin and Blue Ridge Public Radio reporter Helen Chickering about her look into vaccination rates. And Helen, you spoke with Asheville Children's Medical Center pediatrician Dr. Sam Cohn. Tell me a little bit about what you're hearing from the medical community about all of this.
Well, first thing to kind of follow up on Dr. Mullendore's comment, one thing that she said is they are noting that these high numbers of unvaccinated kids cluster in private and charter schools, and that many of those schools have a history of high vaccine exemption rates, chipping away at that threshold of herd or community immunity, which is that protection if a significant proportion of the population is immunized, and that helps people who aren't. So they're worried about the potential for outbreak. But the conversation between doctor and patient, when a patient comes in who chooses not to have their children immunized, isn't happening. And it's that very disconnect between patients and doctors. And so they really want to find out what is going on, what are parents thinking. They know they may not change all minds, but they'd like to reach out to people who may be on the fence to know, what is your fear, so we can kind of address that and get to the bottom of it. But it's a tough nut to crack, especially here.
Well, Jason talked about the fact that we're victims of our own success. There's less fear of these diseases because we really haven't seen them. We've more or less wiped them out. On the other hand, there's been a lot of time for reports of medical errors. I mean, science isn't always perfect, and there have been medicines that have made it to the market that have had to been withdrawn because of the errors and the ways that they were pushed to market. So there are some legitimate fears to the extent that one should be a little bit skeptical and careful about the medical community, not necessarily vaccines in particular, but in general. There's also been time to see a little bit of this, and that leads to the question of whether education levels play a part in this. In terms of those families, those schools where we're seeing these high rates, can you make any correlation demographically at all about who is choosing to withdraw?
Well, I can only say anecdotally, because I'll tell you, and this is frustrating for the health department, they know the exemption rates and where it's happening in the schools, but they don't have a breakdown of who are those parents. Are they opting out of one vaccine or many vaccines? We do know, though, this is happening mainly in the Asheville and surrounding area. Education rates are high. Access to medical care is high. So I think, you know, it's fairly safe to say these are highly educated parents who do have access to medical care who are opting out.
Jason?
And if I could maybe add to that, certainly it's most concentrated in the western part of the state, but that's not to say that other parts of the state are exempted. I mean, if you look, for instance, in Orange County at Emerson Waldorf School, they had an exempt rate of 28%. So that's really quite high. And again, you might assume that someone with the means to send their child to Emerson Waldorf is highly educated. Certainly living in Orange County, people are highly educated. So it's definitely true from a data perspective. And I'm a data guy, so I love looking at it this way, that it's most concentrated in the western part of the state. By no means is it exclusively so. And certainly the rates are creeping up really in almost every county.
Do we know how North Carolina compares to other states?
That's a good question. Well, didn't have time to look at that. But one maybe interesting thing to note is that at some other at HHS of other states, this data is far more readily available. It's posted online. It's easier to download. This was readily available, but we did have to request it from the Department of Health and Human Services. And then when we got it, it was simply just a PDF. So it took some doing to sort of analyze. It's potentially true that if this information were posted online, public awareness would increase.
Helen, you did speak with a mother based in Charlotte who does not vaccinate her kids. She founded a group called PAVE, right? Can you tell us more about what she told you and about what PAVE does?
So I reached out to Lisa Jelani, who runs the Charlotte-based website. She chose not to vaccinate her child and offers vaccine exemption information to other parents. It's a nonprofit. And so I was hoping to find parents in our area, and she actually reached out on my behalf. So I asked her, since I didn't get a lot from parents here, what does she think about Buncombe County? And she said, you know, the thinking even through in their group is that Buncombe County is a naturally minded community, so it makes more sense that parents here would choose natural options to prevent and treat disease.
Helen Chickering from partner station Blue Ridge Public Radio, who teamed up with WNC data reporter Jason DeBruin to look at vaccinations in the state of North Carolina. Thank you both for being on the program.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Frank.
Just ahead, the first woman and the first person of color to get the role of top cop in Fayetteville. We'll talk with Fayetteville Police Chief Gina Hawkins. You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.